It's time now for a Pawnee City Coaches Show with Pawnee City Indians head coach Mitchell Shepherd, brought to you by Stateline Ag, Pawnee County Memorial Hospital, Pete's Pharmacy of Pawnee City, and Smith Auto of Pawnee City. And coach, another win for you last week, 48-6, your first road game of the year, and I guess come out with a pretty good result for you last week.
Yeah, I mean, it took us a little bit to get going. I didn't think we played very well most of the game. I think our defense played fairly well, but offensively, I just didn't feel like we played with the type of awareness and the focus that we needed to, and we really need to clean that up before we head into maybe some of our tougher battles in our district.
Is that something that, did it be on the road have anything to do with that?
It could be. It's the first road game, so I just didn't think we were very focused. The second half, we really turned it around some. I was really happy with our effort in the second half and just the way we hit on defense. I thought that was really good. But offensively, I thought we had a lot of mistakes, a lot of penalties. We need to really clean those up before we get into our tougher opponents.
Is that something that maybe you look to test your ball club heading on down the road? Do you need a good test for the ball club?
Yeah, I mean, we need to clean those things up, and we're going to work on that in practice, making sure that we're focusing on not committing penalties, and especially silly ones. We have a lot of just really silly, dumb penalties that we shouldn't be making at this point. And, when you play a tough competition, those will really hurt you down the road.
All right, you got a game this week, another home game, Lewiston coming to town, and we'll be back more with Pawnee City Indians head coach Mitchell Shepherd right after this. Welcome back to our Pawnee City Indians Coaches Show. Matthew Leaf along with Pawnee City head coach Mitchell Shepherd. And Lewiston coming to town today. They are 3-0, and they doesn't appear that they've really put up big numbers the last couple weeks, but they've gotten three victories.
Yeah, I mean, that does just credit to the coaching staff. They got a good coaching staff over there. Coach Wolfer, he knows how to play to his personnel, and I think that's what he's doing. They kind of run a little more unorthodox offense. Kind of looks like they're running something that Auburn would run, from college football. So it's just some different things you got to prep for.
So is that something that do you really have to watch the game film, or how do you go about preparing for maybe an unorthodox attack like that?
Well, you just got to kind of break down and see what they like to do and what they're trying to exploit. And once you figure that out, then you can just go from there about how you want to address those situations.
In the end, does it come down to just basic fundamental football, the blocking, tackling, and everything that's involved with that?
Yeah, you can try to get tricky, but it all comes down to blocking and tackling. If you can't execute those two, you're probably not going to have a very good night. So we always focus on the techniques and the fundamentals every day, so hopefully we'll be strong in those aspects.
You mentioned some of the penalties and some of those maybe little things that maybe can turn a game. Will that be how important is that going to be for you as far as just playing a clean game this week?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're going to really shoot for. We want to make that a goal and then shoot to run and play a clean game and cut down our penalties. And you're going to have penalties from now and then, every once in a while, but we got to eliminate the silly ones, the block in the backs, the roughing the passer, those type of things, running into the kicker, just silly penalties that we can control. We need to really clean those up.
Any injuries for you this point in the season?
Unfortunately, we had a player get injured in a Dorchester game, so he'll probably be out for the season.
Okay, so I guess never like to see that, and come back and get him this week, I guess.
Yep.
All right. Good luck this week.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Pawnee City Indians head coach Mitchell Shepherd on our Pawnee City Indians Coaches Show, brought to you by Stateline Ag, Pawnee County Memorial Hospital, Pete's Pharmacy of Pawnee City, and by Smith Auto of Pawnee City. With the Pawnee City Indians Coaches Show, I'm Matthew Leaf.